Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Michal Daf Gimel, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with the words of Yud Bar Pasi B'Shem Rabbi Yonason and Vinol Tzur Staff. It's a little bit before the halfway mark on Beis Amud Aleph, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basi B'Yakov Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So where it tells us Rabbi Yud Bar Pasi says B'Shem Rabbi Yonason, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Oishal Rabbi Yechon Ben Breika. He our mission is the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel Ben Oishal Rabbi Yechon Ben Breika. Titani we have a Brisa. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Oishal Rabbi Yechon Ben Breika. Omer, he tells us Yachol. You might think Tavi Men Akusman V'Shibal Yisrael V'Shifain that the carbon Omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, is allowed to be brought from spelt, oats, and rye. And now we see why it should not be able to be, because with dinhu, it's a kavachimer. Umay machitim, just like when we're dealing with wheat, shekashru l'shar kol menachos, it's kosher to be used for all menachos. As we know, just about every single mincha in the Beis HaMikdash is brought from wheat. Uloy kosher l'minchas ha'aymer, it's not allowed to be used for the carbon aymer. Well, kosmer v'shibel shul v'shifayin, spelt, oats, and rye, sheloy kosher l'shar kol menachos, they're not able to be used for any mincha in the Beis HaMikdash. And in sheloy yechshul l'minchas ha'aymer, shouldn't we say that it's not allowed to be used for minchas ha'aymer? However, the Brisa says, ha'sa'ar yechichu, barley will show that's not so. Shaloi kashul l'shar kol menachos. Barley is not allowed to be used for other menachos in the Beis HaMikdash. The kashul menachos ha'omer, but it is allowed to be used and supposed to be used for the carbon omer. And how do we know that? Because there's a limud that it says the word aviv regarding makas barod, and that's referring to barley, as the pasuk says beferush. And by the omer, it also uses the word aviv. So we learn that omer must be barley, and therefore, just like we see, other menachos are not allowed to be barley, but the omer is allowed to be. So maybe the omer is also allowed to be made out of spelt oats or rye. But now the Brisa says loy that can't be because im marta b'sayrin. If you want to say this applies to barley, maybe that's because shemincha saita ba mehen. We find one other carbon mincha, the mincha of a saita, that's out of barley. But tarim b'kusman v'shibah shul v'shifayin, do you want to say the same applies to spelt oats and rye? She'em mincha saita ba mehen. The carbon mincha of a saita doesn't come from them, and therefore we see yatzu achitim and akasov, wheat is excluded b'feresh in the pasuk, v'kusman v'shibah shul v'shifayin mikavachaymer, and spelt oats and rye are excluded from mikavachaymer. And so clearly we see that Rishmol holds that each of these five minim are in their own category, which is why none of them is allowed to be used for the Omer. And that's like the town of our Mishnah that had said each of these minim is in its own category in regards to challah. Now the proper girsa is to add in the following, which is really found in Amud Beis, or splicing it from there and bringing it here, Beram Kir Rabbanan, Gimel Minin Hain. However, according to the Rabbanan, who argue with Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishal Rabbi Yechon Breika, they hold that there's really only three minim, and those are chitin, sa'irin, v'kusmin, wheat, barley, and spelt, because the other two are really subcategories. However, Amud Beis, Rabbi Yossi asks on this, Mi Savur Savai Rabbi Yudim ben Pazi, Shemincha Sa'omer Ba Min Shibailas Shual, that's a proper girsa. Does Rabbi Yudim and Pazi really hold in Shitas Rabbanon that the Omer would be allowed to be brought out of oats? Because he holds in Shitas Rabbanon that oats are a subcategory of barley? That does make sense. And why so? Because Ilu Min to Amar, let's say a person says, to Enim Shchairas Alai, I'm not allowed to eat black figs. Shema Enim Motor Belavanos, do you want to say he's not allowed to eat white figs either? Because it's in the category of figs and he answered figs on himself? Ela Shchairas Amar, Levanos Loy Amar. He answered himself from black figs and not white ones. Gimel on Bezat Top of Ahacha over here as well. So Aira Aviv Amar, Shibayla Shual Aviv Loy Amar. When we have this drasha of Aviv Aviv telling us what the carbon Omer is allowed to be made out of, it says the word Sa'ira, as we had said. In regards to Makas Barad, it uses the word Aviv and has the word Sa'ira there, and it uses the word Aviv by carbon Omer. And it does not say by Barad that Shibayla Shual oats were Aviv. And therefore, even according to the Rabbanon, who hold that Shibayla Shual oats are subcategory of barley, that still doesn't mean that the Omer is allowed to be brought from oats. Now we're going to skip this next line and a half of Gemara. As we had said, we spliced it and brought it on Amud Aleph. So the Gemara continues, Rabbanu de Kesar and Bayon, the Rabbanu de Kesaria asked the following, Mataninon, Chamisha Minin? Did our Mishnah say that there's five separate Minim that are Chayav and Chala? That are we even suggesting that our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishal Rabbi Yechon Breika and not the Rabbanon? Loi, it doesn't say that. Chamisha Dvarim, it just says five different things. And what does it mean, five different things? Shnei Dvarim min Echad, Ushnei Dvarim min Echad. There's five things, but really two fit into one category and two fit into the other category. And that's just like the Rabbanon. What are these different categories? So as we said, Shibayl Shul and Sa'irin, oats and barley are the same category, and Shifan and Kusman, rye and spelt, are also the same category, and therefore, even though according to Rabbanon, it's not five separate categories, there's really three, wheat, and then barley, which has a subcategory of oats, and spelt, which has a subcategory of rye, that still fits in our Mishnah, because again, our Mishnah used the word Dvarim, and not Minin. Kedivut explain our Mishnah, we had said, Mstarfin Zayim Zeh, all these different Minim are Mitzdarif with each other, that if all of them are mixed together, and there's a Shir Chala, then it's Chayv and Chala. But now the Gemara asks a question, Taman Taninon, later on in Parak Dalad, we learn, Ezu Min B'minai, what's considered min b'minai, that if we have these two things together, there's a shir chala, hachitim ein mitzdarif in makol, wheat is not mitzdarif with anything, elam akusmin, except for with spelt, and asa'ayim mitzdarif in makol, barley is mitzdarif with everything, chutz min achitim, except for with wheat. As we see very clearly from this Mishnah, then not everything is mitzdarif with each other. Steer between our Mishnah and this Mishnah later on. Are all mina mitzdarif or not? So Rabbi Yossi Amar la Stam, Rabbi Yossi answered the following question, just Stam, whereas Rabbi Yoina b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoina answered the question, mention in the name of Rabbi Yochanan the Taman b'Noshach, v'kan b'Balol. Over there we're talking about Noshach, over here we're talking about Balol. Balol means mixed together. In other words, the grain, the flour, or the dough was all mixed together, and since everything is one big mush, so all the minim are mitzaref. But over there we're talking about Noshach. This is where we have separate doughs made out of separate minim, and then two of these doughs are just placed next to each other in such a way that if now they're pulled apart, one bites a piece from the other. That's what's called Noshach. And so in such a situation, the only way that these two doughs could be combined for the Shir Challah is if they're considered the same min. And therefore there's no stira. And Tanya Rav Chiya Kain, Rav Chiya taught the same as well. V'kulan shablalan tavua kamachan v'tzekas mitzdarfas. All the minim, if they were mixed together either as grain, flour, or even doughs, they're all mitzdarf. Because again, it's mixed together as one big mush. So now the Gemara just asked another question. Ta'adam Ralph on the top. What about the following? Eras Rashi Isiyos. Let's say he kneaded together the tips or the edges of the doughs. Is that considered like proper belila, like he mixed it all together or not? So Rabbi Yossi basically answers, V'aha Noshach Lav Kim Orasu. The way we describe Noshach, isn't that the same thing as kneading the dough together? At Amar Einu Mitztaref, V'acha Einu Mitztaref. You had said that by Noshach, all the different minim are not Mitztaref, and so too by Eras, by kneading the edges of the dough together, that's also not Mitztaref unless it's considered the same min. Because again, Noshach is when we have two doughs together that if you pull one apart, it's going to grab or bite a piece from the other, and that's basically what Eras is, kneading the edges of the dough together, so both of them have the same din, that we can only combine the two doughs to be a shir of challah if they're considered the same min. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow continuing to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.